From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Leaders in Birmingham are calling on health officials to get more black residents vaccinated against COVID-19. Limited data show a disproportionately small percentage of black people statewide have been vaccinated against the virus. New numbers released yesterday show UAB has delivered about a fifth of its vaccines to black residents. There's growing concern in the black community about equal access to the vaccine and whether people will trust it. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
On a recent afternoon, the Etheridge Brothers Barbershop in downtown Birmingham is bustling. Chairs are full, barbers in face masks are trimming beards, clipping hair. Willie Etheridge is the owner. He's been doing this for decades.
Family-owned business. You know, my father started the business.
Etheridge says barbershops are a cornerstone of his community. It's a place where people come to talk and listen.
Well, you know, it's a hot button for information and stuff like that, you know, current events and just things are going on in the city.
Recently, Etheridge says guys have been talking about the coronavirus vaccine and whether or not they're going to get it.
Yeah, you have some people that have got the shot we've talked to and they're, you know, ready for the other one. You know, you have some people that said they're not going to take the shot.
Etheridge has made his decision. He's already had his first dose of the vaccine. But he understands some people don't trust the system, don't trust the government. Some people don't know enough about the vaccine or how to get it. At the same time, local health officials say they don't have enough information about who's getting the vaccine. Data on vaccination recipients is incomplete and all too often does not include the patient's race. County Health Officer Dr. Mark Wilson says based on what he has seen, a disproportionate number of the people getting vaccines are white.
I'm very concerned about disparities based on race, based on income, based on geography.
He says community groups and health systems are trying to bridge the gap and reach communities of color. The health department, UAB Hospital, groups like the NAACP, they're hosting online events with pastors and black community leaders. The idea is to answer questions and address concerns about the vaccine. Dr. Reagan Durant says it's a step in the right direction. He's the medical director of Cooper Green Mercy Health Services, a low-income healthcare facility.
I think the broad-based education efforts are necessary, but not necessarily sufficient.
He says there needs to be better access to the vaccine in Birmingham's black neighborhoods. A community vaccination site is now open at Parker High School in Smithfield, and some community health centers are now getting vaccine doses. But Durant says not everyone can make it to those sites. For some, getting a COVID-19 vaccine is lower on the priority list. That's according to Lonnie Hannon. He's an expert on community engagement and teaches at UAB and Tuskegee University.
Poverty has a lot to do with it. You know, education level has a lot to do with it. All of the social determinants of health are really at play here.
Determining factors like where someone lives, what they do, and how much trauma they've been exposed to. In Jefferson County, at least 25% of black residents live below the poverty line. Hannon says these people likely have bigger things to worry about than getting a vaccine. Both Hannon and Durant say the key is to meet people where they are. For some, that's the Etheridge Brothers Barbershop. Richard Dickerson is a loyal customer and a local advocate. He says this is the kind of place where healthcare workers should be doing more outreach.
You got to go to where black people are. They're in barbershops. They're in beauty parlors. There's still restaurants in the neighborhood where people come.
Local health officials say they are planning to send out community health workers to knock on doors, and they hope to launch mobile vaccination units in the future. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.